Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Emperor's Handbook, a new translation of the Meditations, by Marcus Aurelius, translated by C. Scott Hicks and David V. Hicks, read by Stephen Graybill, Aidan Hakimi, Sarah Naughton, Jamie Lincoln Smith, and Eunice Wong, with an introduction read by C. Scott Hicks and David V. Hicks.
For Our Parents. Introduction. The book you are about to read was never intended for publication, whatever that might have meant in the second century. It is often referred to as the Meditations of the Emperor Marcus Aurelius, but in fact it was untitled in antiquity and takes the form of notes intended for personal and private use. How these notes ever got into our hands is one of those tantalizing mysteries that historical novels are made of. Did the emperor write his notes on fragile papyrus or portable wax tablets? When, under the grueling conditions of camp life on the Roman frontier, did he find time to jot down his thoughts? Was it a daily routine, or whenever he could grab a moment? Or was there a scribe? Might Marcus have dictated such probing and introspective, yet strangely impersonal, notes? When he died, probably from exhaustion after 13 years of grinding warfare with the Germans, did he leave instructions for the safekeeping of his notes? Did he entrust them to a friend, a relative, a fellow Stoic? Or in the confusion of the moment, were they discovered by a servant and spirited away and later sold for bread? Did the captain of his guard requisition them with everything else on the emperor's person at the time of his death, and turn them over to the imperial family, or a senate in mourning? And after that, by what circuitous and utterly silent route did they end up in the hands of an aristocratic Byzantine humanist and scholar during the reign of Leo the Wise? This much we surmise. Sometime before his election as Bishop of Caesarea, Cappadocia, in 907.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?